Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Tuesday, January 21st. After the market's sharp rally on Friday, in anticipation and rumors of Chinese buying, particularly Friday, they were looking for a couple of cargoes out of the Pacific Northwest. No confirmation on that yet, but we had strong performance across the board. We've given a little bit of those gains back in the corn and the wheat. Soybeans have reversed completely, traded back down to the lower end of the range they've been in the last few days. That's running between the 100-day moving average around 929 and the 200-day down below at 921. So we had March beans finished down 7.25 cents at 922.5, traded as high as 931.5. We were up 5.75 cents on Friday. So we've now, again, been in this same range for a few days. Market still waiting for this agreement to kick in, that phase one trade deal, a few more weeks before that's supposed to really start to engage, but maybe anticipating some purchases ahead of that. We've got the funds short 30,000 contracts in the meal contract, only long about 6,000 in the beans. That's pretty insignificant, but still long over 100,000 contracts in the bean oil. So we will see how they handle that position. In the wheat, we had March finish up a penny and a quarter, 571.75. Kansas City March down 2.25 cents at 492. Those markets were up between 5 and 9 cents on Friday. And Minneapolis March down 2.5 cents, 557.5. Funds are carrying about a 30,000 contract long position in Chicago, long about 8,000 in Kansas City, short about 3,300 in the Minneapolis contract. So those markets did hang in pretty well after Friday's rally. And then in the corn, we had March finished down 3 cents at 386.25. That was after a 13.75 cent rally on Friday. We're right back up to that level around 386.75, 387, where the 20-day and 100-day moving averages converge. So I think if we can hang above that area, maybe we can rally. But if we stay below those moving averages, that might not give the funds any kind of incentive to continue to cover that short position. It had increased to about 80,000 on Thursday, was up to 115,000 by Friday, and now back down around 80,000 after the short covering on Friday afternoon. Outside markets, if you got the dollar a little bit weaker, down 19 ticks, 97.17. Crude oil down 73 cents a barrel at 57.81, and you got the stock market down about 75 points in overnight trade. So again, kind of lower a bit across the board here. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.